Hello there, and welcome back to the Casa Connection podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. It's great to be in your ears. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, we'd appreciate a follow. Also, if you could rate and review the podcast, that would be great if you've been enjoying our content. I am Jeff Warren, and I'm here with our executive director at Casa Shaw, Tracy Heisler. How you doing, Tracy?
I'm great, Jeff. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very, very well. You know, I'm still coming down from our conversation on our last podcast about domestic violence, because it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Just coming down from that, you know, revisiting that content and understanding how important a lot of that is in terms of this conversation that we are going to have with regard to kinship care and what kinship care is, what it means to us all in the world of foster care and to the children that we serve. So I just really want to first and foremost let folks know, if you're not too aware of what kinship care is, it is when a child is taken out of their home and they are put basically with family members, other family members, and other relatives. And how good that is. And it's a very, very good thing, Tracy.
It really is. I mean, we've talked a lot before about the trauma that happens just from being removed from the home. And studies have shown that when we can transition kids to family members or to family friends, people that they know, people that they trust, it minimizes that trauma significantly. The other benefit to kinship care, if there's a good relationship between the caregiver and the biological parent, is that there's oftentimes more opportunities for the child to visit with their family, with their mom or their dad, in supervised conditions, far more frequently than they would if they have to wait for the division to provide somebody to provide that supervision. And we know from the data that the more often a parent is able to visit with their child, the more likely they are to A, be reunified, and B, have it be a long-term reunification without coming back into care.
Yeah.
Because they're building that relationship. And they're learning better parenting skills.
Exactly.
And how to interact with each other. So kinship care is a really important part of cases closing out in a permanent positive way.
Right. And also with regard to the adoption process too, because look, not all cases, not all CASA cases end up 100% perfect in the end, where
what?
The child is...
Shut your mouth.
Where the child is going to go back with their biological parent. I mean, I am the peer coordinator on a particular case where there is an adoption that is likely going to be happening because the biological parents, as we see many, many times, as we all know, there's substance abuse problems. And because
mental
of that, mental health problems,
absolutely.
Yeah. And because of that, it's just not possible for that child to be reunified. And I think what's interesting, too, is that with kinship care, it does actually increase permanency for children, too. Currently, about 32% of children adopted from foster care are adopted by relatives, and another 9% exit foster care to some other form of guardianship with kin as well. And that's a good thing. That's a positive thing, I think, because again, you're increasing that permanency for the child, and that's ultimately what we want.
But you're increasing permanency for the child without severing their relationship with their family,
yes.
And that is really
that's important.
The key anchor of it.
Yes.
For so many kids who end up being adopted out of foster care, yes, they are safe. Yes, they are loved. Yes, they are cared for. But there's a significant mourning process that they go through because they have lost their family. They've lost their culture, perhaps. They've lost their family traditions. And there is definitely a space where I think we need to honor that loss for kids and recognize that that's real.
Yes, absolutely. And I think there are other issues, too, that, of course, go into the benefits of being placed with kin as well. You're improving a child's well-being. You're improving behavioral and mental health outcomes. You know, you're promoting sibling ties as well. We have a video ad here that we put up every now and then on our social media sites where there are twin girls who are separated. There's no visual, folks. You can go to any of our social media sites and check out the media area, and you will see this particular ad. It's about
go to
a 30
Facebook,
second.
Casa Shaw.
There you go. Like our Facebook page out there, folks. But the ad is basically where two twin siblings are separated. You only hear their voices saying how much they miss their sister and how they're frightened and they want to be with their sibling. Just how important that is, especially for youth. And I think we tend to forget that every now and then in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, here at Casa Shaw, we are fully in support of relative placements wherever possible. We also recognize that sometimes those family members aren't prepared to take
child. Yeah, that's a great point.
This wasn't something they planned for, like maybe a resource parent did.
Yeah.
And they may not have the same resources. So we try to help them as much as we can.
We have a gift card bank here.
Yes. With those material things. We have diapers, wipes, formula, toiletries, pajamas, books. So if you're looking to break in, yeah, you'll get all kinds of good stuff at our office for sure. But we collect these things with our community partners as a way to support these resource parents who, you know, maybe it's grandma. We have a couple advocates actually, who come and get cases of diapers and wipes before they go on visits because grandma just doesn't have the resources to pay $70 a month for diapers.
Yeah.
Right. So,
this is the reality of foster care, by the way. I just want folks to know who may be listening. And if you're somebody who's listening, who's trying to become more educated about foster care, there are folks who are put into financial positions because of a kin placement where they weren't prepared, say, in the beginning of 2022 to take on extra folks in their home, no matter what age they are. I mean, if a child is 5 years old, if a child in youth is 13 years old, that's going to take resources like Tracy's talking about. And I think there's a reality that people don't realize that there is a financial hardship with that and how, what that, the cause of that within our, or the end result of that, I should say, within our communities. People need to understand that sometimes people are just thrown into a situation they weren't aware that was going to happen to them.
I know. And believe me, friends, I know that it's not sexy to send us ShopRite gift cards, but it is, and Pampers.
Right.
But they are things that are deeply needed and utilized within our communities, and our kids end up being the beneficiaries of having what they need to be able to stay with grandma or to be able to stay with their aunt and uncle.
Exactly.
And, because it does minimize the trauma, and it is so much better in the end for kids if they can be with family.
Absolutely. So I'm going to get just on a soapbox really quick and say, stop using the phrase, pull yourself up from your bootstraps. Because if you didn't know you needed the bootstraps in the beginning,
or you didn't have any boots to start with.
Exactly. If you didn't know you were going to need the bootstraps, I mean, come on, people. Please stop using that phrase. Okay, I will get off my soapbox now. Here in New Jersey.
No, I'm going to get on my soapbox.
Oh, okay.
Don't use the phrase, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. A lot of people have no boots. It's not cool.
Well, here in New Jersey, I did want to say that we're making such significant progress in terms of kinship placement. The commissioner of Department of Children Families, DCF, as we know it here, which is Commissioner Beyer, when she took over as DCF commissioner in 2018, she wanted to really focus on kinship placements. So in 2019, 45% of children who entered placement were placed with kin within 30 days of removal. In March of 2021, the rate was 70%, according to DCF data. So the initiative that the state of New Jersey has been embarking on, it's actually working, and it's to the benefit of the children.
Absolutely, and it has been a definite sea change here in the state. One of the things that we're concerned about as advocates is a lot of these cases are closing much more quickly than we have seen in the past.
Yes.
And it's a grand experiment, you know, that we're embarking on to see, does this remain a permanent situation? Do the kids end up back into foster care? We're waiting to see how that plays out.
Right.
It's a new way, but we are fully supportive and glad to see these, kin placements and resources being placed in these homes to help.
Absolutely. And I think at the end of the day, when it comes to CASA programs, when it comes to foster children, I remember something that you said to me, Tracy, many years ago when it first started was that, you know what? I hope that we are not in business someday because,
yeah,
because,
for sure.
because of what the foster care world is. You know, we hope someday that CASAs actually are not needed down the road. And I'll tell you, kinship placement does help with that overriding type of goal that is there. Kinship placement is really good. And I think also, if we go back to the mental health aspect of this as well, with kinship placement, if a child is placed with an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent, that familiarity with those individuals will help from a mental burden standpoint, I think, the child a little bit more. And there's a lot to be said for that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You bet. And, you know, we had talked last time about domestic violence and what that looks like. And
yeah, last episode. Go back and listen, folks.
Yeah, it was cool. But I think that we can underestimate the power that we have as family members to support. And whether it's in providing a kin placement, whether it's providing respite for families that are struggling, a listening ear when things aren't going well. It doesn't just have to be financial support that we give to our struggling family members. But I would venture to say, anybody listening to this, certainly everybody in this room, we all have family members who struggle sometimes, whether it's substance abuse or mental health or domestic violence or whatever it happens to be. And we all have a role to play in how we support our extended family members.
Absolutely. And it can be something, and I don't want to say as small as, but I think in the lives of others, it could be something huge, but simply watching the kids one night,
exactly,
you know, babysitting is something, you know, even for a few hours can make all the difference in the world to families and to the children as well. So it's these little things, you know, whether you drive somebody to the grocery store, you take an hour out of your day, drive somebody to the grocery store, or again, like you said, get them a ShopRite gift card. It's not the most sexiest thing in the world to do, but any little bit does help.
For sure. Mm. And just to put a plug out there to say thank you to those of you who are supporting struggling family members.
Yes.
And what you may not realize what you're doing is actually preventing child abuse.
Yes.
And
yes,
that's a huge deal.
It absolutely is. I don't know if we can necessarily say the names of the folks, but we have various women's groups that have provided so many things to us.
Oh my gosh. Our ladies are awesome.
They are fantastic.
We have the Bridgewater Women's Club, the
Peapack Shout out to them.
St. Yes. John of the Mountain Church in Bernardsville, New Jersey. They have all just been fantastic partners who have sent us things from first night bags with comfort items for kids coming into care to shampoo and cream rinse to our wall of diapers that we have, which is great. We recently moved our diaper stash from the main room to a back room, and one of our staff came in and said, "Where'd the wall of diapers go?"
Exactly. Yes. But what you said, like, it's the smaller things. Like, for instance, shampoo. No one would think that going and getting some Suave shampoo for a child or for a family can make all the difference in the world.
And I haven't told you our exciting news.
Ooh, we're breaking news here on the CASA Connection podcast.
So, you know, we do have a bunch of shampoo, cream rinse, that kind of a thing. But we didn't have any of it for textured hair. So we reached out to our friends,
Jack and Jill,
which is a African-American parents network group.
Yeah.
And they are putting together toiletry kits for our African-American kids.
Oh, that's fantastic.
With soap and moisturizer and hair products that are specific for textured hair.
That is great.
And we are just really thrilled.
Yeah, very touched by that for sure. Thank you so much to Jack and Jill for that. Wow, I'm just learning about that now for the first time. Mm-hmm. Guess I'm going to have to do a press release on this, huh? All right. More work, and it's good work.
Right. Oh, and before we go, because I know we're going to be wrapping up.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this podcast in real time, it's currently October.
Mm-hmm.
2022.
22. Yeah,
where
oh my God.
Are you? It's 22.
I just want to be young again.
But the holidays are coming, and the holidays are really challenging sometimes for kids in foster care. So if wherever you happen to be, support your local CASA program, support your local youth organizations, because there are kids who aren't going to get a present.
Yeah.
There are kids who aren't going to have, a nice Thanksgiving dinner.
Boy, that's a great tease, by the way, because we're going to be talking about these issues on the Casa Connection podcast. We haven't even talked about that yet, what the agenda is going to be over the next couple months.
I just want to put a bug in people's ear because in November is when we send our wish list to our community partners.
Right.
And it makes a huge difference for kids to be able to have something to open that they wanted and that they asked for. And so if you can support that initiative in your community, you should go do it.
Another great conversation here at the Casa Connection podcast. Go to our website if you want to learn more. We have a great resources page, casashaw.org. You can also follow us on the twitter.com. @Casa_Shaw. The Instagram, you can follow us as well, @Casa_Shaw too. And like our Facebook page, you're going to find a lot of great, great content over there as well. That's going to do it for us, folks, on this Casa Connection podcast. Thank you so much. Subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are on. And we will talk to you on the next episode. Take care, everybody.
Bye, y'all.